Even as the World Scrabble Championship wraps up in Kuala Lumpur, another riveting competition is about to get underway in Toronto. That, of course, is the second annual Rock, Paper, Scissors International Tournament. 1,000 competitors, they claim, facing off in a tense drama, pitting fist against splayed fingers against outstretched hand. And joining us from Toronto is the managing director of the sports governing body, the World Rock, Paper, Scissors Society, and that's Douglas Walker. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You have a very detailed website that breaks down the qualities of the different plays, the sort of psychological component behind them. And let's go through them briefly. The character of Rock.
Rock is definitely seen as an aggressive move. Rock is often a very instinctive move for a lot of novices. And the reason for that is that it's seen as sort of the powerful move. You've got your fist kind of right there, out there in front.
But it would be beaten by paper, which on the face of it might seem weak, but really isn't.
Paper is a very passive play. It's not necessarily submissive in any sense, but definitely it is it's a throw that is a little more elegant, I should say.
And scissors, which you describe as being sort of crafty and clever.
Absolutely. It's the devious maneuver, without a doubt. Delivering the scissors is often seen as a bit of a subversive move.
You would think that this is just a game of probability, that anyone has an equal chance of winning. Is that not true?
No, that's absolutely false. And the main reason for that is that humans are incapable of being truly random. So if you can't be random, then any throw that you're putting out has been thrown for a reason, whether psychological or emotional or contextual. So it's the player who can capitalize that in a quick-thinking style that will win in the end.
You have on your website an online trainer, which is gracious of you. I really have not been working on my rock, paper, scissors game for quite some time. And I thought we'd take a moment just to put it through its paces right now. I'm clicking on your site on a part that says, "Let's rock."
Okay.
One, two, three. And he went with scissors. I went with paper. He got me there.
Mm-hmm.
Scissors cuts paper. Here we go. We're going to try this again. One, two, three. Now I went with paper again. He went with scissors again. I see no end to this.
You wouldn't be the first one to get suckered into a game of best of 1,000 with the online trainer.
You see all of this as having, I take it, some greater meaning than just a bunch of guys in fraternities sitting around throwing fists or scissors or palms. What's the big message behind this, do you think?
Well, we tend to speak a lot about competition play, but when you really get down to it, the primary purpose of the World Rock, Paper, Scissors Society is both the promotion and standardization of rock, paper, scissors as a decision-making tool. So for all of those daily decisions of life, who's got to take the dog for a walk on the rainy day, take out the garbage, things that can often end up in disagreements and potentially even fights or, in the worst cases, violence. Rock, paper, scissors really is the impartial judge and jury in those situations.
Well, Douglas Walker, best of luck with the tournament tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Douglas Walker is the managing director of the World Rock, Paper, Scissors Society, which holds its second annual international championship tomorrow in Toronto. You can learn more and even try your hand at rock, paper, scissors against me at our website, npr.org.